Just a heads up, some of the audio for this episode got a little wonky, a little strong with the stop plosives and such, but still sounds great. Real funny episode ahead. With that, enjoy the show. And I Am Podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's episode, we have a super special guest. This guest has won more Grammys than I can ever imagine someone winning. The first artist, or first woman to win Album of the Year twice, I'm talking about Miss Taylor Swift. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
I'm just... So surprised that you made it out here. You are in the middle of releasing your single for your new album, Reputation. Look What You Made Me Do, and you decided to come to on my podcast.
I mean, yeah, I haven't really been doing any. I've been in hiding, basically, except I decided that this was worth it. So
my podcast.
You know, I feel like this is the best way to talk about my reputation.
Well, I guess I'm feeling hashtag blessed, you know?
That's a little old, actually.
Wait, that's old?
Yeah, we don't really use that anymore, and it's sort of like an ironic term that's like in the past. Like, I deleted every old hashtag I had and every old picture, so you might want
to get up to date. Why do you do that?
Because the past is the past, and the old Taylor is dead.
Old Taylor is dead?
Yeah, if you called.
What consisted of the old Taylor? Because you have done a lot in your career.
'50s swimsuits. I had a lot of retro outfits. Just like very virginal Taylor, sweet Taylor. The Taylor who let guys like Calvin Harris break her heart. And yeah, she's dead.
She's dead.
Now, you better watch out. Because the bitch is back.
The bitch is back. All right.
I'm actually taking who I was truly when I was age 3 to 7. I was probably the baddest bitch. And then my manager told me that I should sweeten up. And I became the tailor that you've all come to know and love.
At 7 years old, you had a manager?
Yeah, at 7. No, before I had a manager.
So,
3 to 7, I was really into like snakes and voodoo, just revenge.
Yeah, it was before you got into music.
Right.
You moved to Nashville when you were 16.
Right.
To pursue a music career, which is crazy at such a young age.
Yeah.
But I was never
really into country.
Really? Well, no. Why did you decide to start your career in country then?
It was mostly the pressure of my mom, my fat mom.
Your fat mom?
And my manager.
Okay.
Who said, this is what's the niche that's missing from pop culture. So I said, I'll be that for you. But not anymore.
So do you think you leaving country music, like country music took a big hit?
When I left, yeah. It did take a big hit because, I mean, who do we have? We have Keith Urban left. We have Florida Georgia Line, obviously the best. I mean, I don't know if you saw me dancing to them at their concert, but I'm probably their number one fan.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. And, I mean, Garth Brooks, I guess you still have. Other than that.
Yeah, I mean, I know you have a personal relationship with Tim McGraw. He helped you start your career and such.
Well, we slept together.
Whoa, ew.
That's actually what the song Tim McGraw was about.
Okay. That is a little disturbing. The man's old enough to be your father.
I hope you hear my favorite song, the one he fucked me to all night long. That's what that original lyrics were. And then I changed it for my manager, who said, no, sweet Taylor.
You were very young when you wrote that song. That borderline statutory rape. Moving on.
It's not rape if you're Tim McGraw. There's a few people that they don't.
Wow, this is getting dark.
Go above societal rules. Yeah.
So that Taylor's dead, though, according to you.
She's gone. Although I did perform this hit song at the Super Bowl the other night. So sometimes, you know, my people pressure me.
Wait, at the Super Bowl?
Oh, wait. It wasn't the Super Bowl. It was just the Alabama versus Florida State game.
Yeah, you haven't gotten a Super Bowl yet. I mean,
actually, I have.
It would make sense if you performed at a Super Bowl.
I think I have.
When?
In my dreams.
Okay. I was about to say, I've watched...
You know what? I should have a Super Bowl, and I can't believe I haven't.
I mean, you're...
Who would be better than me?
Lady Gaga, Katy Perry...
Okay.
They both performed
Super
Bowls.
You know what? Don't say the KP word in front of me.
Oh, that okay. So now the real drama.
Lesbian whore.
Oh, wow.
She kissed a girl and she liked it. You know what? She needs to come out. She thought she was dating Orlando Bloom. Right. I don't think so. Maybe Miranda Kerr. Did everybody just forget about that song?
What song?
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess everybody just forgot. The preacher's daughter actually liked girls.
It sold a lot of albums.
Yeah.
And that haircut,
let's not get past that haircut.
Oh, the bob?
Yeah, the bob. Uh-huh. You mean bat wings?
Bat wings?
That's the correct terminology.
All right, this podcast is turning into a slam fest of Katy Perry. I don't like what you're doing, T-Swift. Katy, if you're out there, T-Swift does not express the opinions of this podcast. We'd still love to have you on.
It's actually, that's what my song is about, new song.
Wait, Look What You Made Me Do?
Look What You Made Me Do is a mix of feuds. You probably don't know most of them, but yes, Katy Perry... is part of it, because I'm hoping to make some record sales off our...
I mean, you are the queen of drama.
I'm not.
You're not?
No, it's everybody else. I'm just sitting here in my loft in Tribeca, at my little place in L.A.
Oh, you also own a place in Rhode Island, too, my native state.
Oh,
we have a lot of listeners in Rhode Island, if you want to say hello to them.
I don't really talk to the people of Rhode Island.
Yeah, I noticed that. You've actually had people arrested that have tried to, like, sneak onto your property there.
Yeah, there's hoodlums trying to get to, like, use my slide in the backyard. It's like, no, that's for me and Gigi Hadid and, like, any other semi-famous.
You've thrown a lot of celebrity parties there. I mean, Tom Higgleson's been there.
Okay, he's not a celebrity, first off. He's balding. And... he couldn't even get it up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why he's a celebrity. You know who was good in bed? John Mayer.
John Mayer, really?
He's
quite a performer.
Talented.
I've seen him live.
I mean, the way he can pluck those guitar strings, just imagine that hand in the bedroom.
I mean, yet again, he's had quite a few female...
Dear John... think that you had it wrong.
Do you
remember that song?
Kind of.
It was a really good one.
I remember you were on his song, Half of My
Don't
Heart.
Don't you think 19's too young?
That was great. So, your new album.
It's hit so many views.
Oh, yeah,
which
yeah.
I totally don't care about.
Your music video for it, yes. Got 43.2 million views on its first day, setting a new record for views of a music video on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, no, it's an incredible amount.
I was dripping in diamonds.
Yeah, literally, that's part of the video.
Like $1 billion worth of diamonds, which was great, because I was like, look at me now.
Yeah, what's up with the new look? I noticed it's not the wholesome look that you were portraying before.
Yeah.
It's kind of more like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga.
I fired my hairstylist. Things were getting pretty tight budget-wise at the end of August. I hadn't made a new record. I had spent all my money.
Really? What did you end up spending it on?
I was gardening. I built a huge garden of herbs. I have different kinds of marigolds. I actually bought a couple men as sort of servants, but they were like high class servants. You might call some call them
escorts.
Yeah, you could. I guess some people call them escorts. I call them helpers.
Okay.
So they help me. They live in the garden sometimes. I bought them a home, actually.
Yeah, this all sounds very pricey.
Yeah, so I was running low on money.
Sounds like a good reason to release a new album. Although your net value is something remarkable. You're actually estimated at $280 million.
That's it?
What do you mean, that's it? That's an insane amount of money.
I'm going to have to talk to my accountant, Max.
Although you did Sternberg, say you've been spending a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I could be down to like $20 right now.
Oh, wow.
Because the last time I called my bank, it was like, you've overdrafted. And they charged me like $20 to take out the $20. Because apparently, like, I didn't have any. That's why I released this album.
I'm sure if Taylor Swift needed $20, it would be easy to, like...
Yeah, well, I started a GoFundMe.
Wait, really?
It's called Reputation by GoFundMe.
Oh, do you need to take that? Who is that?
It's actually Tim. It's Tim McGraw.
Oh, boy.
He wants to know if we can write another song, quote, unquote.
Let's leave Tim out of this. I feel like we've talked a lot about him... And I'm not sure about these stories you're telling. And if they're true, then he might be a sex offender. And that's right. Not good. Well, anyways, you were saying about your album.
Yeah, I started a GoFundMe if you want to support it. If not, you know, whatever.
Do you really need a GoFundMe to, like, come out with an album? You are one of the top recording artists of your generation.
No, it's sort of like extra. It's like spending. I just want it as like just a, in case, like security.
You own like 5 houses. Wouldn't you just like sell one?
I really don't want to sell anything. I'm sort of a collector, is what my therapist calls me.
A collector?
I collect unique objects. Men, houses. I really have trouble letting things go.
Oh.
That's why I'm sort of a hoarder if you came to my house.
I was just about to ask, because that ends up being quite a problem when you accumulate a lot of things and you don't want to let go of anything. Although, it seems like in this new chapter of your career, you tend to let go of a lot of things. As you were saying before, you deleted all your photos on your Instagram.
Right. Actually, that was...
That sounds like
that
a big
was
step
not
for you.
Me.
Oh.
My brother got into my phone and deleted everything.
Oh, really?
Like a jerk. Yeah, so now I have no pictures.
But there's the pictures of the snakes.
Yeah, thanks. Great. People really want to see snakes.
Well, I mean...
They want to see my body. They want to see me with Selena. I want to see my old pictures. They want to see me on the beach with Calvin.
Are you and Calvin still together?
We are talking. We're not together. I mean, he has a really big...
Heart.
And that's why I like to collect... I keep him around.
Do you feel like you hoard men as well? Your relationships is another form of your collecting?
Okay, that's really personal. And...
Who is it this
time? It's my mom.
It's your mom?
She's... that fat lady. She's just always there with her little turned-up pig nose. It's like, go away.
That's not nice.
It's my new reputation.
You're just being mean to your mother?
And everyone, because I'm tired of getting trampled on by the fake news, by, you know what?
Wait, did you just say fake news?
Yeah, you didn't know that Taylor was pro-Trump?
I
speak in third person, too.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Yeah, hashtag build the wall.
This is not the show for politics, I do have to say. We've refrained from bringing political guests on, other than Jeff Bezos, who talked a little bit about politics.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, we had Bezos on.
I think I'm richer than him.
No, you aren't. Believe me, don't, Jeff, I know you're listening to this. Taylor didn't say that. Don't take it personally.
Yes, I did. Bring it on, Jeff.
No, he is very particular about his net worth.
Course he is.
He wants to be the richest person in the world, and if he's not, he gets really upset.
Okay, maybe first off, eBay is not a classy website. I've tried to sell some of my stuff on there.
It's not eBay, it's Amazon.
Ugh, Amazon, Amazon.
Yeah, I mean...
Actually, I did use Amazon. I use
everyone
Amazon
Fresh. Everyone uses Amazon. Now that they own Whole Foods, there's kind of no way to avoid it.
Well, I recently bought some things that I didn't want the public going out to see. Like, I bought a nicotine patch from Amazon Prime.
Oh. And trying to quit smoking?
I mean, no, but for my reputation release party, I wanted people to think that I was a smoking addict.
Is that what they call them, smoking addicts?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. So I just wore this patch, and people were like, oh, I had no idea you had a problem. I was like, yeah, I'm tired, and I need a cigarette, and I'm an alcoholic.
So you want your new reputation to be like a recovering bad girl?
Yes, exactly. Now you get it.
Now, why do you want to be known as like a bad girl? I mean, your whole life you've been known as like this wholesome, like country singer, you know, the girl next door.
Because that's a real me. One, I'm a bad, bad girl. Two, I think it would help me get guys.
Do you have a problem with getting guys?
Yeah, dating is hard. I've been on like Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Match.
How can someone of yours?
Christian Mingle.
Oh, wow.
J-Date.
You're still going.
Plenty of Fish. I'm on all the ones, and people think it's fake, and that's my main problem. I'm like, no, it's me, Taylor.
I mean, if I saw your profile on there, I would not believe it was actually you. You're incredibly famous, and that.
Well,
I'm sure there is a lot of fake profiles with your pictures.
There's not. Apparently not that many people want to be me, but there's like a couple. Anyways, this one guy I went out with, he was a cop. Great. Blue collar. Just what I need. We go to San Pietro's, one of my favorite restaurants in New York, and the bill comes, and we're staring at each other. I'm like, he's going to get it. And then he looks at me. He's like, you're Taylor Swift. I was like, oh, my God. He has a job. You're a cop.
You took a police officer out to dinner and expected him
to pay. Yeah. He should still be a gentleman.
Yeah, but that's a very expensive restaurant. And on a police officer's salary, I could imagine it would be hard to afford. And you're worth millions of dollars.
You know what? You're being just like the cop. Gary.
I'm just trying to be the voice of reason here, but I mean, also, you probably shouldn't be dating people that can't live your lifestyle.
Thanks.
It would make things difficult.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Be single with my cats my whole life? I guess that's what it's been for years.
Really? Because.
Which is fine, actually, because I love my cats. And.
Is there any songs coming out about your love for your cats?
Oh, who am I? Phoebe from Friends? No. My song now is about my new love of snakes.
Okay. Do you own any snakes?
Yeah. I have a cobra and a python.
Sounds a little worked up there.
I don't actually have those, but I don't want to announce that. I saw them in a zoo, and that's where the idea came. I'm actually really afraid of snakes.
Oh, okay. The whole snake thing came from your causing drama among other celebrities. I don't know if you recall your beef with Kanye that still seems to not have been resolved.
Kanye called me and
I mean, this thing's been going for years ever since the VMAs.
I'm so over it. I don't even care about Kanye or Kim and her makeup and her contouring. I mean, do people still care about them?
You do wear a lot of makeup yourself.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I truly do not. I
so you're saying all this is natural?
Light foundation, just like every other person. And I have a makeup team that comes in the morning before I go to the gym. I prefer to work out with the Victoria's Secret models.
See, this sounds like a huge process that, like, average people do not go through.
Well, I'm not average.
You're Taylor Swift?
Yes. I'm Taylor, and I'm bad to the bone.
All right. Well, Taylor, on that note, I would like to move forward with a few speed round questions.
Okay.
The first one, have you ever played the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes.
Basically, list of three people, you tell me which goes into which category. I kind of have an idea of how this is going to go already.
Oh, because you know me so well. Because you know my reputation.
Well, okay. Well, the names are Miley Cyrus.
Kill.
Wait for the other
I
names.
Never understood this game. Okay.
Katy Perry.
Kill.
And Lady Gaga.
I would fuck Lady Gaga. Kill Katy Perry and kill Miley Cyrus.
Okay, so you're not marrying any
of
them.
No one's getting married.
No one's getting married. All right, you heard it here. Taylor Swift makes her own rules.
That's right.
All right. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go into a little bit of word association now. Basically, I will say a word and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
The first word is guitar.
Me.
Trouble.
When you walked in.
Drama.
Kanye.
Tears.
On my guitar.
Breakup.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. It's a shame on me now. Fool me to places I've never been.
Okay.
Now you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Next word.
Shame. Okay.
Next word is music.
Taylor Swift. This is the easiest game.
All right. Squad.
Martha Hunt and me.
And the last word is winning.
Me.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for today, Taylor. Thank you so much for making it out here. It's been a pleasure having you on. Is there anything you want to say to our listeners before you head out?
It's a shame on me now. Will me to places I've never been. Get my new album. It comes out like now, probably tomorrow.
All right. Thank you again for coming and
thank
you for listening. We will see you guys next time. Again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised. So instead of having Taylor Swift here, it has been my friend Courtney Davis. You guys say hello?
Hello! I wasn't sure who I was being.
Oh, yeah, no, you're Courtney now.
Great.
So, Courtney, you want to tell our listeners about
yes.
Our little project that we've been working on.
We also have a podcast about dating, which you wouldn't know that I was good at because Taylor is not. Doesn't sound very good at it.
Yeah, if you guys would want to subscribe to a podcast about dating advice and whether it be good or not, it is our advice.
And it's called the Master Daters Podcast.
Yeah, Courtney and Aaron, Master Daters. You can find it on iTunes. It's on Google Play. I think it's on Stitcher, too.
Yeah. And it's great. And we would love for you to listen. And you can send us your questions at masterdaterspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, yes. That's another thing about that podcast. We take your dating questions and we answer them. We give our best advice. So,
and we've had like three successful relationships just from our advice in the past 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I got a girl who slept with a guy too soon. I got her back into the relationship, and they're dating now.
So you've heard it here first, guys. Subscribe to Courtney and Aaron, Master Daters. We will give you the best dating tips. Thank you again, Courtney, for coming on the podcast again.
Thank you. This has been great.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Our theme music is by the artist Regulus. It's his song, Yarning. You can go find him on SoundCloud. It's great. Thank you again for listening. Oh, and if you are enjoying this podcast, please go on to iTunes or whatever podcast streaming source you have and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps visibility with the podcast, helps more people find the show, and it makes me happy. So go do it. Thank you again for listening, and we will see you all next time.